News, GIS News, a roundup of government lead stories for the week.
Residents of Majesty Gardens, St. Andrew are the latest beneficiaries of housing units from the National Housing Trust, NHT. The NHT handed over 48 two- and three-bedroom units to the residents on Wednesday. Member of Parliament for South West St. Andrew Prime Minister Portia Simpson Miller congratulated the beneficiaries on their efforts to qualify for the units.
The beneficiaries satisfied the criteria laid down by the NHT and had the requisite payments. They're not for free. People worked hard. They paid their NHT contribution and they are prepared to pay their mortgage. They were able to meet their repayment requirements, whether individually or with a co-applicant.
She has urged the NHT to break ground for phase two of the project, which will deliver a further 48 units before the end of the financial year. Members of the public are being urged to take steps to protect themselves and loved ones during the festive season. National Security Minister Peter Bunting says despite plans to increase the number of police officers on the streets this season, there are several precautionary measures persons can take to reduce their risk of robbery this Christmas.
If you're going shopping in the plazas, don't store things on your car seat. If you have to use your cell phone, find a discreet location to use it. Don't travel with a lot of cash.
National Security Minister Peter Bunting, speaking during a recent interview with Ian Boyne on the JIS television program Issues and Answers. Cabinet has approved an allocation of $75 million for the implementation of a short-term poverty intervention project in response to the current economic challenges. The funds will be provided through the Ministry of Labour and Social Security, which will have administrative and accounting responsibility for the implementation of the project. Portfolio Minister Derek Kellyer says the project will be carried out over the December 2013 to March 2014 period.
The funds will be directed towards the following productive activities: beautification of public spaces, entrepreneurial ventures, and the provision of compassionate grants. Each member of parliament will be allocated $1 million, and they will make their recommendations directly to the permanent secretary in the ministry.
Minister Kellyer was speaking at Tuesday's sitting of the House of Representatives. Approximately 3,500 beneficiaries are being targeted for assistance under the intervention. Early childhood institutions are to benefit from the school feeding program come next year. The program currently underway in primary and high schools will be expanded to early childhood institutions to improve the nutritional quality of meals. Education Minister Reverend Ronald Thwaites says a pilot project for the introduction of the program in early childhood institutions is currently underway.
We feel that we have thousands, in fact, of early childhood students who are coming to school hungry. The estimate is more than 30%. What they get at school is probably all they're going to get for the day. We see students, many of them, wrapping up piece of the bulla or piece of the lunch to carry home.
The education minister was speaking at a recent media briefing. And close to 2 million stopover visitors have been recorded since the start of the year. Tourism Minister Dr. Wickham McNeil says preliminary estimates show over 1.8 million stopover visitor arrivals during the January to November period.
If everything continues on track, we'll have a landmark year, as we should welcome for the first time over 2 million stopover visitors in a year. We anticipate that the country will earn close to $2 billion US dollars this year.
Minister McNeil was speaking during his message to mark the start of the 2013-2014 winter tourist season recently. He says from all indications, this season, which began Sunday, December 15, is shaping up to be better than last year. Those were some of the top stories making news this week. I'm Ruth Ann Carr.
The GOJ News Recap, weekends right here on this station. A production of the Jamaica Information Service, the voice of Jamaica.